We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Blue Wire.
With the 7th pick in the 2021 NFL Draft, the Detroit Lions select Penei Sewell, tackle, Oregon.
Touchdown, yes! Detroit Lions! TJ Hawkins, yes! They did it! They tied it! They're an extra point away from winning this game! Oh, baby, how big is
What's going on, guys? Welcome back to Spotify Green Room, hosted by Blue Wire. I am your host, Tyler. I have a very, very special co-host weighing at, I don't know how much he weighs standing at, I don't know how much he stands at either, but my co-host, Malcolm Hart. How you doing, my man?
Finally, Mr. Hart has come back to Spotify Green Room.
I'm going to have to get your weight and height down because it'll sound a lot more badass and a lot more professional if I know it.
Let's go, man. Woo!
For sure.
Man, yes. How you doing, Tyler, man? I missed you, man.
I know,
Last episode was
It was on Wednesday.
It was crazy. And listeners, I do want to apologize for the last episode. It was my fault. I'm still on the beta version, so I, like, blinked out. And I was hosting, and everything just went crazy. And that's why we got to cut it short. But you guys are back. I want to thank you guys for coming back. And that's it, man. Let's go, man. I'm hyped. Today's a good day.
I wasn't
Good
here
Friday.
I wasn't here on Wednesday, so that might have been for the better, it seems like. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, man.
And if you guys aren't listening live on Spotify Green Room and you guys are listening on Apple Podcasts or wherever you guys are listening to, please leave a 5-star review and leave a review because it's always much appreciated and it helps us out for sure.
Yep.
But for today's episode, we got two very interesting topics. So training camp, like we've been, you know, we're counting down for training camp in the preseason and just the regular season in general. You know, that's very soon. Training camp starts next week, and then we got preseason ball in 3 weeks. So football's coming slowly but surely. But before that, we have some NFL news because there's the Green Bay Packers debacle that's going on right now with Aaron Rodgers and Devontae situation. So we're going to get into that. And then to close out the show, we're going to get on to a plan that the NFL has put in place for COVID-19 and how they plan to play the season this year. So that's going to be very interesting. A lot of interesting takes out there from players and coaches. So it's going to be interesting how the NFL ends up playing this out. And we'll get into our, you know, our thoughts and opinions on what's going on with that. But let's start off with the Green Bay Packers because this is a positive, I think, thing for the Detroit Lions. Not a very positive thing in Green Bay right now for if you're a Packers fan. But for Lions fans and just, I think, NFC North fans in general, if you're a Bears, Vikings, Lions fans, I think this is something we could all agree on. You know, Aaron Rodgers' situation is just hasn't been ideal for the Green Bay Packers this offseason. You know, obviously, Adam Schefter on draft day comes out with a bomb saying how, you know, team representatives of the Packers been trying to reach out to Rodgers and, you know, just trying to get him, you know, back in his head in a good place so, he, you know, he's ready to go for the season and be a Green Bay Packer. You know, they even reportedly offered him a huge contract to make him the second highest paid quarterback. He reportedly declined that as well. And, you know, it's just no secret that Rodgers is not happy in Green Bay. He hasn't really been happy, it seems like, the last couple of years. And it seems like it really could be coming down as soon as this season. And he might never play another snap for the Green Bay Packers. And that is very fascinating for I think, for NFL fans, and I think especially for NFC North fans, and that includes your Detroit Lions. So, I mean, there's more things leading up to this Aaron Rodgers thing. You know, it's not just Aaron Rodgers being out of the Green Bay Packers, which is obviously huge, because without Aaron Rodgers, how good is that football team? But now we're getting even more reports from guys like Devontae Adams, who arguably the best receiver in the NFL right now, or you could make an argument top three wide receiver in football right now, very good receiver. You know, if Rodgers is not the quarterback in Green Bay, you know, he's made comments that he doesn't want to play long-term for the Packers. And he's, as of right now, has ended any long-term discussion with the Green Bay Packers to get a contract done. And that is huge, because the Green Bay Packers in a couple of years, or, I mean, as soon as this year or next year, could be without their best quarterback, or their starting quarterback and their star receiver, which, I mean, those are the main focal points of their offense right there. And those are two big pieces. So I'm going to kick it off to my man, Malcolm. Rodgers, I mean, what's going on, man? What's your thoughts on this?
I'm not even going to lie, man. I told myself I wasn't going to get too hyped into this, because I don't want to get my hopes up and then out of nowhere they both like, all right, we're back. Like nothing happened, and then everybody's, you know, happy in Green Bay, and then you just go back to where they were. So I didn't want to get too hyped into it, but as these dominoes just keeps falling, and the more the Packers look in shambles, just I can't help but be excited, man. This is great news. Like the big part that you left out is that Devontae Adams and the Green Bay Packers are in a bad place right now, is what Adam Schefter reported, that they're in a bad place and they couldn't get a long-term deal. And it doesn't look like – I mean, it is looking like the Green Bay Packers may be without Aaron Rodgers and Devontae Adams. What? Like, what? That is crazy. Like, I don't know. Like, the whole the division might be up in the air right now. What do you think, Tyler? Does that make the Detroit Lions odds a little better? I mean, because – hell,
definitely.
Who knows?
No, definitely.
I mean, the Bears, they're playing a rookie quarterback. Nobody knows how he's going to perform.
Mm-hmm.
The Vikings, I mean, they're shaky. I mean, they might be the favorite right now because they're more of having everything together right now to win the division. But anything could happen. That's crazy. Yeah. This is great news. This is great news. And the more these dominoes keep falling, the more it makes me happy. I just can't wait till training camp comes, and I want to see if they're going to show up. And then preseason games, are these guys going to just find it out and just say F it and just fine? Like, I don't know what's going to happen. That's crazy.
I was on the same boat as you. Like, you know, when it came out on draft day, obviously initial reactions were excitement when Rodgers says he wants out and, like, Adam Schefter broke the whole bomb, right? But I was kind of, like, skeptical like you, like, this whole process, like, this whole summer long. I'm like, I just feel like it was going to get worked out at some point and that Rodgers was going to be the quarterback in Green Bay for another year and – you know, they're going to be a good team, and it was all going to be figured out, because that's just Green Bay, right? That's what I was thinking, honestly, all along, and I didn't really want to buy in too much, but we're 3 weeks away from preseason. We're 1 week away from training camp, and this situation has not gotten better, but it's gotten worse since draft day. And if you told me that back in April, I don't think I would have believed you, honestly. I don't think I would have believed you. And now, I mean, take it for what you want, but sports betting outlets like DraftKings and all the big sports outlets are betting that Aaron Rodgers retires more likely than return to the Green Bay Packers. That is insane.
It is.
And, I mean, yeah, I know you were talking about this year, does it favor the Lions? And I think it does. I think it favors every NFC North team if, you know, Rodgers and Adams don't end up playing, or if even just Rodgers doesn't play in general. I think it favors the Lions' chances. I still wouldn't bet on it. I wouldn't put my money on that. But I'm looking more long-term. And I want to talk about this. I mean, I think the Lions, if they do this right, they have the position to kind of own this division. Because if you look at this division long-term, has a lot of potential to be in shambles. Maybe outside of the Detroit Lions, if you look at it. The Green Bay Packers could be without a quarterback potentially. The jury's still out on Jordan Love. We haven't seen a snap out of him in the NFL. So, you know, we don't know what to judge out of that yet. But the Green Bay Packers roster in general is just not very good. So, you know, you take out Rodgers out of Green Bay, take out Adams out of Green Bay, how good are they? They could be rebuilding. Minnesota, I mean, they seem like they're not really bought into Kirk Cousins. They could be rebuilding very soon with all their contract situation. It seems like that's been the saying, you know, all years is when is the Vikings going to start their rebuild? They had this little window, and it seems like they're not going to get it done in that window that they had. And the Bears, I mean, if Matt Nagy and Ryan Pace are not good this year and, like, don't make the playoffs or they come short of the playoffs, they could be fired, and they could be rebuilding too as well, leaving the Lions in their window where they could be competitive in 2023 and maybe as early as even 2022. So long term, this could be very good for the Lions because they could have all three teams in the NFC North hypothetically rebuilding as soon as the Lions could be competing. And the Lions could maybe own this division for a couple of years, right?
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
And I just want to say the Bears are who we thought they were. real quick. If you are the GM for the Green Bay Packers, do you try to move these two pieces while they're still under contract, while they're still, you know, Davante Adams, best player, like you said, could possibly, you know, debatable that he's the best wide receiver in the NFL. You know, they couldn't get a deal done. Do they get capital for him now while they can? Do you think that they should, you know, just say F this? They don't want to be here. Let's trade them off. I know the Las Vegas Raiders and Derek Carr, I know he wants Davante Adams. Is that something that you think the Packers could do before the regular season starts?
So you think just start the rebuild now?
I mean, who knows? Those guys don't want to be here.
Yeah, I mean,
that's tough. I mean, yeah, you couldn't get a long-term deal with Davante Adams.
Yeah.
I mean, what do you do? You may lose Aaron Rodgers, and then if Aaron Rodgers, you know, falls through, Davante Adams definitely doesn't want to be here.
I know, yeah. I mean, it's a sticky situation, a tough situation in Green Bay. Like, what do you do here? And you know, obviously, you know, right now, technically, they have these guys under contract, and the plan was to compete this year and, you know, try to get back to a Super Bowl and win a Super Bowl because they have, obviously, Aaron Rodgers, and Aaron Rodgers gives you a legitimate shot to win a Super Bowl. That was the plan in Green Bay. I don't think they had any intentions of rebuilding this year. But, I mean, you bring up a good point. It's like if they can't get the deal done and these guys just don't want to be here, you know, do you have the group right now, if they're not bought in, to win a Super Bowl? So do you just maybe get the rebuild going now? I don't know. That, I mean, it's tough. It's definitely not something they want to do, like I said, but they might have to do it, or these guys, not Davante Adams, but Aaron Rodgers could just retire on you and you get nothing out of him. And it could just be like a Calvin Johnson or Barry Sanders situation like the Lions had, you know? So yeah. It is tough. I don't know.
And we do have a question in the chat room. Anonymous said that he would actually trade Rodgers but keep Adams.
But I don't know if Davante Adams would be bought in and be invested of signing a long-term deal if Rodgers is out.
Exactly. That's the issue right now. Like, if Davante Adams is there but Aaron Rodgers is not there, I don't think the Packers have enough selling points to say, okay, we could win in the long term. You should stay here.
Yeah,
he
exactly.
He don't want to play with somebody else. He even admitted that he would love to play with Derek Carr. I mean, he wants to play with Derek Carr. They were college teammates. They already have a rapport with each other. He wants to play with Derek Carr. So if he can't play with Rodgers, I think he's going to try to do everything in his power to go to the Raiders.
If you trade Aaron Rodgers, how good is that Green Bay Packers team? Okay, let's just throw an example. Let's say you trade with the Denver Broncos. You're going to get draft picks for next year's draft, which is not going to help you this year. And what are you going to get, Drew Locke? And you might even start Jordan Love at that point. Like, we don't know what Jordan Love is. And the other option they have right now is Blake Bortles, which we know what Blake Bortles is. So, so, without Aaron Rodgers, is that team even good? Like, I don't even know if they can win the North at that point. I would even bet on the Packers at that point. Like, with Rodgers and Adams, I would bet on the Packers to win the North this year. But without Rodgers, I mean, I would maybe look at a team like the Bears, maybe even the Vikings to step up to the plate, maybe potentially win the division. Or, you know, maybe if the Lions can figure it out, Jared Goff could, you know, flip it back to a couple of years and he works out. Like, maybe you bet on those teams over the Packers without Rodgers.
I don't know. It's tough, man. It's tough. I think that the Green Bay Packers is not as bad as we think they are.
They're not terrible.
The NFL rated them, I think, like the top three offensive line, and they do have a running game.
Yeah. They lost their best center, though. They lost Lindsley this offseason as well.
Yeah, they did.
They do have a good offensive line.
They have a good solid offensive line. They have a running game, if you could say healthy. So, I mean, it all depends on how Love performs. Now, nobody's seen Love even take a goddamn snap.
I know, because he didn't have a preseason last year.
Exactly. So unless you like seen him in practice, how good is Love? That's the big question. And yeah, I mean, I would, if I was your GM and you have your two top guys and they're hot, and as far as market wise, they're both hot, and you get a lot of draft capital for Aaron Rodgers, and you get a lot of draft capital for Davante Adams.
Yeah, but Malcolm, if you take out Rodgers, we're already counting that Davante Adams is out as well. So you're all right. Let's say you throw in Jordan Love. Let's say he is like a solid quarterback. You're then putting him in a pretty crappy situation. We mentioned the offensive line is good. The running game is good. But then who is the number one receiver at that point? Amari Rodgers?
Well, me personally. Lazard? Yeah, I mean, me personally, I would trade both of them right now. Me. If I was your GM, I would trade both of them.
And just get them both right now?
I get the most cap I could get from both of them. And just start it over right now. I mean, again, you have an offensive line. You drafted Love for a reason. You draft him for a reason. Like they this is what they did. I mean, he was drafted in round one.
Yep.
I mean, he's gonna eventually take the keys anyways. So he's gonna have to take the keys now, and you're gonna have to rebuild early.
Yeah.
And you could get think about how many first round picks they could get from these two players.
Oh, I mean, combined.
Combined.
Six, maybe five.
Exactly.
Six.
And just look at the Green Bay future at that point.
Yeah. No, for
sure. So, I mean, shoot. I mean, I would just do it now and see what happens, man. But
I mean, it definitely sucks if you're a Green Bay fan because, like, your expectations going to the year was Super Bowl, right?
They're gonna be like, I mean, I'm not gonna compare them to Patriots fans, but Patriots are going through shit right now.
Yeah, but the Patriots had time to digest that with Brady leaving the offseason. I'm not complaining. You're not complaining.
Definitely not. And the funny shit is that I actually have a friend who's a Packers fan, and I just fuck with him all the time.
Yeah. I mean,
I just send him random texts like, how's Rodgers doing?
Yeah, this is a weird lunch.
Malcolm.
I really do think in the long run, though, this favors the Lions so much because I think the Lions window is the perfect timing in the NFC North because I think there's a potential chance that all three teams could be rebuilding when the Lions are good, and that's amazing.
I mean, shoot, more power to us, man. The more they're in shambles, the more hope it gives the Lions. So
the Lions will win NFC North in this decade.
Don't get my hopes up, man.
But we're gonna win NFC North this decade.
Don't get my hopes up, man.
We got 9 years. We got 9 years. We're gonna win NFC North in this decade.
Don't get my hopes up. Well, all right, positive. Man. You ready to jump into the next controversial topic that we have that's going on right now with the NFL right now? And that is a wrap to part one of our bonus content where we talked about Davante Adams and the Green Bay Packers and Aaron Rodgers. Please tune in to part two. We're going to talk about the new COVID rule that the NFL has in place right now. And we're going to give our opinions on it. Definitely tune in. Great episode. It's going to be coming real soon. Check your platforms. And with that being said, we are out. Peace.